Let us recap last week's lesson. Last week's lesson was about the creation of a world market. So during the 15th century, it was called the Age of Exploration and Expansion. Islam was looking to expand itself beyond the Mediterranean Sea, and it wanted to expand itself within the spice trade in the Indian Ocean. And it also wanted to expand itself into sub-Saharan West Africa. One of the great empires at this moment in time during the 15th century is Shanghai. Shanghai is a place where salt, gold, and copper and other things were the hot commodities for trade within the Arab world, the spice trade world, and eventually it will lead to others who will begin to expand themselves in the age of exploration. One such thing, though, we learned about Shanghai is they had three universities of higher learning, and one of those universities is Shanghai. With that, people would go and learn about the world and understand. So new players would come into the fold. One of the first new players would be the Portuguese. And the Portuguese began to find a new route to India, because during the Crusades, the Muslims and the Christians fought. The Muslims overpowered the Christians, and they cut the direct route from Europe to Asia. And Asia had the spice trade and the spice islands. So one of the things, as they were searching for spices, the Portuguese began to control and conquest of Malacca. By controlling Malacca, it not only provided the Portuguese with a way to station their en route to the spice island, but it also gave them a means to destroy the Arab spice trade network by blocking this passage through the Strait of Malacca. So the Arab nation was expanding itself into the Spice Islands, but also into West Africa. So also hearing about what the Portuguese were beginning to do as they were going down Africa and round and around and coming back to the Indian Ocean, Portuguese also ran into West Africa as they heard about the great resources in West Africa. Spain began to hear about the same thing. And as Spain began to hear, a great year of 1492, of the voyage of Christopher Columbus, would not only be a historical event for Spain or Christopher Columbus, it'll be the moment that it begins European exploration, European global domination that we see today. So with the conquest of the New World, these voyages would set apart each nation. And as each nation began to expand themselves, you began to see other nations also joining in. You had the English and the Dutch. And the Dutch, when they round themselves and go into the Indian Ocean, they will overpower the Portuguese and take over Malacca. So as these European nations are growing within themselves, finding themselves in Europe, they began to expand the global market. What is important about expanding the global market? It now brought upon other worlds and began to introduce new things. One such of those new things is called the Columbian Exchange, where what is considered the old world and the new world began to exchange different resources that neither one of them had. So Europe would have things that were not native to America or native to the new world. And the new world had things that were not native to Europe. And so it becomes this great exchange for one group, but it becomes the demise and the end of another group. This is part. Part 2. The Columbian Exchange will now introduce Europeans into Africa, where Africa will become the station of slaves being enslaved and transported to the New World to work in the plantations, and it will become like a triangle trade between Africa, South America, and into North America, as these European nations will colonize certain places in America. So the political and social structure in these changing continents will be prevalent between all of them, because each nation will bring about their culture, their religion, their ways, and they will begin to infiltrate the indigenous ways of life, where you begin to see in today United States of America a melting pot or a mixture of all these cultures merging themselves together. So not only were Europe now stepping into the game, with the arrival of the West into Southeast Asia, and with the era of the spice trade, it begins to change or influence even the Asian culture. And so with that, we begin to understand the age of exploration brought upon European world domination, and it brought upon a new global market that will forever be a moment, a time in history. As we move forward in our class, we'll begin to expand upon this ideal of the age of exploration and the expansion. So we have now covered everything that the age of exploration has spoken about.